When his tribe were having an argument about who should pick up the black stone and place it on the Kaaba, they called him in because they knew he was fair. This was prior to prophethood. And he solved the problem because there were so many tribes, each one wanted the honor of taking this black stone and placing it on the Kaaba. And he decided, no, let's get a cloth and each one of your leaders will hold a part of it and I will place it and I'll place it on. So everyone participated. He is the one who told us, if you interact with people and bear patience upon what they might say, it's better for you than to go all alone away from everyone. Wow. So if you interact with your family, there will be negatives. There will be a little bit of politics. It happens with every family. But he says, the better of the people are those who interact and bear patience. Yes, to a certain degree. When it starts affecting your sanity and when it starts affecting your health, you might want to take a step back. That is fine too. But don't let that be your first decision. The minute you have a little issue, I'm never going back. No, that's your family chosen by Allah. Those are your relatives. Those are your people. Those are those who you work with. Make peace. He is the one who says, لَيْسَ الْوَاصِلُ بِالْمُكَافِ إِنَّمَا الْوَاصِلُ الَّذِي مَنْ إِذَا قُطِعَ رَحِمُهُ وَصَلَهَا. On one hand, he's asked us to fulfill family ties. Then he explains, the person who's fulfilling the family ties is not the one who has a tit-for-tat relationship. They gave, I gave. They came, we went. They did, we did. The true person fulfilling family ties is the one whom, when the other party has broken the relation, they make an effort and a constant effort to build it. They make a constant effort to mend it. And this is why Allah Almighty revealed verses. لَا خَيْرَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّن نَجْوَاهُمْ إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرَ بِصَدَقَةٍ أَوْ مَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ إِصْلَاحٍ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. When people have their little meetings, Allah Almighty is describing, the good is only in that which is encouraging people to do good or to give a charity or to resolve matters between people, to mend relations. Are you going to be a true follower of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him? Today I'm addressing Muslims and non-Muslims. Those who are Muslims, we already say we know him. But in actual fact, you will get to know more and more, and you will follow more and more by the will of Allah, and you will get to love more and more, and you will, subhanallah, achieve peace and comfort in your life. And in the hereafter, you will see great success.